Will you return back with me to Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 10? And tonight I'll read verse number 12. And I'll be going into a second thought tonight on the secret of victory. The secret of victory. The Bible said, "Finally, my brethren." How many of you agree with me? He's talking to Christians. By the way, you are not a brother or sister unless you're born again. Amen. Let me say something I don't agree with and don't believe in. I don't believe in the fatherhood of God or the brotherhood of man. I don't believe everybody's going to heaven unless they are born again and saved by the grace of God. There's too many of these Joe Osteens getting on Larry King Live and said, "I never knew that anybody's a sinner." Hold on a minute. If you're ever going to get saved, you got to realize you're a sinner. You got to know Christ died for you. And we've become a child of God, a brother and sister in Christ. We're in the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. This morning I mentioned our belief system. By the way, I think you ought to be strong in what you believe in. And I want to say something. I don't think you ought to back up. Let me say it again. I don't think you ought to back up. If I could say one thing positive about me, and there's not a lot to say positive about me, but starting my 4th or 5th year, I'm not backing up. I'm not backing up about the Bible. I'm not backing up about the blood. I'm not backing up about our blessed hope. I'm not backing up about preaching on sin and separation and sanctification. I'm just not backing up. And I believe our belief system will lead us to behave right. Somebody help me. You cannot behave right if you don't believe right. Let me say it again. You cannot behave right. You wonder why there's a lot of church people that don't behave right. I'll tell you why they don't behave right. They don't believe right. You can't tell me they believe right. You can't tell me they believe that Christ takes away their sin and that Christ is sufficient for their everyday Christian life and that Christ is, and that Christ done it all for them. Why in the world will they still be walking in darkness instead of light? Good preacher. Talked about our beliefs and our behavior, but I am interested in our battles. Let me ask the church this. Whether it's a physical battle, a mental battle, a spiritual battle, whatever. How many of you sense yourself in some kind of battle right now? Raise your hand. God bless you. I'm talking about a battle. And I believe there needs to be more preaching about victory in Jesus. And finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Not be strong in the preacher. Not be strong with the deacons. Not be strong with the, because you're Baptist. No, be strong in the Lord. Amen. And the power of His might. Help me now. I mentioned this morning about the supernatural power involved, the exhortation to the Christian. And I wanted to hit this one more time, just real quick, Denny. If we're going to be successful, we have to have a self-distrust. We can't trust ourselves to do right. Well, Paul said, "When I do good, evil's present with me." You cannot do right in the flesh. You can't improve the flesh. Somebody help me. I want to get up and run right now. You cannot improve the flesh, not one ounce. There's a lot of people who say, "Well, I'm trying to improve myself." You cannot. The only hope for you is to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And a self-distrust will lead into a sincere dependence. You say, "Preacher Smith, you lean too much on God." Preacher Smith, you depend. If God's going to take care of our finances, you say that it's up to Him. That's why I'm not one of them kind of preachers browbeating somebody every week about money. Somebody help me right there. I believe people say they're going to do right. They'll be led by God. And let them be led by God. They don't need me browbeating them saying, "Hey, if you don't do this, you're a bad little somebody." Hold on, I ain't getting into that. I believe we need to depend on God for our finances, for our families, for everything. I feel some preach on me tonight. Then we talked about a sovereign purpose. God has a purpose, and that purpose is victory. How many believe that? How many believe God wants victory for every one of your Christian lives? How many believe you? God wants you to live above those things that bring you down? How many believe God wants you to walk right and talk right and live right? Amen. Thank you, brother. Woo, glory. About to get ahead of myself here. Let me give you a second thought tonight. I'm only going to give you one thought tonight. And then I'll finish up next week. I know some of you're thinking about the ball game. I got to tell y'all something. Michael Hayes said West Virginia's going to get beat 45-27. I bet y'all don't love him as much as you used to. Somebody help me right there. Brother Hayes, how you going to get out of that, brother? Let me give you secondly tonight. Why am I so emphatic? And why am I exhorting you so much tonight to be strong in the Lord, Chad? Why? Number two, and I want you to notice not only the exhortation to the Christian. Look at verse number 12, and I want to read it to you. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Number two, not only the exhortation to the Christian, number two, the enemies of the conflict. I'm talking about intense activity. Intense. It uses the word for we wrestle not. Michael Hayes comes and tells me often at home. He's been taking care of me and Miss Marg about when he wrestled in school. And only Michael Hayes can tell the story like he tells it. About the intensity of the conflict and wrestling. How many in here has ever wrestled? Raise your hand if you as a wrestler. How many of y'all wrestlers will tell me it's intense? I mean, when you start grappling and start throwing people around, and I never would be good at that because I'd be illegal. I want y'all to know that. It's intense. I want you to know something. I think there's too many Christians take our warfare lightly. The devil is after you. And it's intense. And if you don't feel a struggle in your life, I don't know if you're saved. If you're not in a battle, I don't think you're saved. Don't look at me and say, I'm a Christian and not in a battle. That's impossible to be a Christian and not in a battle because Satan hates you. Amen. Notice this. We battle against, listen to it. It said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now stop right there. There's too many times we fight with each other too much. We're not the enemy. Why do we pick on each other? You know, the Baptist is the only one I know shoot their own wounded. I'm preaching it. Instead of having compassion and praying for people. And by the way, there's a lot of people struggling with Christianity, but I need to pray for them. We need to lift them up. You say, those are some church people I don't like. Hold it a minute. You need to get right with God. We need to love everybody and do our best to get along with everybody. We're not the enemy. You're not the enemy. The devil is.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know why, but some people have taken up on themselves that they just hate everybody. Hello. I mean, tell you. How can you say you're saying you hate people? I want you to know something. I may have a hard time getting along with you, but I love you. And I could get along with you a lot better if I wasn't focused on that junk. Good preaching, Reverend. Our intense activity is not with each other. It's with the devil. Now stay with me. And I'm going to give you four things and I'm going home. Number two, not only our intense activity, but our injurious adversaries. Sometimes I wonder if you really realize who you're fighting. Can I ask you a question? And I've done things like this. I had people come up to me later and said, I really needed that. Do you feel in your mind that the devil's trying to oppress you? Your thinking? How many of you agree with me tonight? The battle is right between our ears. Somebody help me here. The battle's in between our ears. The battle's in the mind. The devil's trying to take it. He's trying to mess your mind up. I believe there's a book written, The Battle for the Mind. I read the book. It had a lot of good things in it. But a lot of Christians just don't realize who the enemy is. And why? And I believe if you ever realize that, you'd say, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. You'll know the secret of the victory is not in the flesh, not in your humanistic ideas. It's in the Lord. Amen. Man, oh man, oh man. Let's look at the first one. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You said, what do you call them? They're crown dignitaries. Crown dignitaries. Demonic spiritual beings. Amen. Alice, I'm going to give you something you can quote here. And you may have to rewrite it a little bit. Hear me. If you're fighting someone you can't see, you better depend on someone you can't see to beat them that you can't see. How many got that? Can I do it one more time? If you're fighting someone you can't see, you really better depend on someone you can't see to beat those that you cannot see. We cannot beat somebody we can't see. But I'll tell you what, there's somebody living in me that sees them that I can't see, that will fight the battle for me, that is greater than the devil. Yes. What it is, these crown dignitaries are those that are in charge to do away and to mess your Christian life up. And to damn every person they can to hell. Their job is to lead. Some of you think, by the way, I'm glad to know. And I realize the devil's organization is strong. I think we just go around, Roger Backus, I think we just go around thinking, man, he's ignorant. He don't know how to deal with me. Why is it that he knows how to throw the right bait at you? Somebody help me. See, he's got folks that are in charge. Chad, they're called principalities. They're the crown dignitaries of the devil. Now stay with me. Go to the second part. Not only against principalities, but against what? Powers. I call them the conquering deputies. Now, some of you are probably wondering right now, if the devil's so powerful, why does he need principalities? And why do they need conquering deputies if the devil's so powerful? Now, I'm going to give you something right here that I want to get up and shout. Can I answer y'all? Why does he need them anyhow, Michael, if he's so powerful? Somebody ought to get ready to shout, because he just can be in one place at one time. These people that says, well, the devil, he's at my house this week. You're crazy. Now, one of his boys probably was. Somebody help me here. Hey, by the way, how many of y'all, man, can I preach some more? How many of y'all believe we have ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation? How many of y'all believe everybody that got saved has a ministering spirit, has an angel? But as sure as we got angels, can I tell you there are also some demons that are assigned to us, and you don't really realize the impact they, I wonder who it is that stirs our mind up. Places those thoughts in our mind. Come on now. How many of y'all ever had a bad thought? Well, some of you lying through your teeth. Hold it a minute. Who put it there? I'll tell you who put it there. One of them conquering deputies. And he had an order by the principalities. Somebody help me. I wish tonight some of you get serious about this thing and get on the altar and say, God, finally, I'm going to be strong in the Lord and the power of might because I cannot handle that crowd. You're not stout enough. You're not a good Christian enough. Amen. How many of y'all didn't realize the devil couldn't be in but one place all at one time? A lot of folks say he's omnipotent and omniscient and ever present. He's not. He knows a lot, but he don't know everything. He's strong, but he's not strong as the Lord. Help me. Now let me go on. I'm going to really press you on this next one. I'm going to try to have you out in time to get home from the football game. Maybe. For we wrestle not against what? Church, say it. Flesh and blood, but against principalities, crown dignitaries, against powers, conquering deputies. Listen. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. I call that capable deceivers. Can I tell you the worst deception in the world is religious deception. Come on, help me. You know what the devil? The devil don't mind you going to church as long as you're in the wrong one. The devil don't care if you're in a movement as long as you're in the wrong movement. And I'm going to tell you something. Chad this week was out doing something, and he threw either a tweet, wasn't it? You showed me. Yeah, it was a tweet about one of our somebody I know that's been here to sing or preach or something, and he's done went away from my kind of believing to being a Calvinist. You remember showing me that? He ain't very old either. I don't know what book he read or what professor got into his head. But now he's a Calvinist. 23, 24 years old. Calvinist. God help. I want y'all to look at me right here in my face tonight. I don't have one ounce of Calvinism in me. Somebody will say, well, you don't believe in grace if you don't believe in Calvinism. Hold it. You can believe in the grace of God and not have to be foolish enough to believe in 5 points of Calvinism, a theory given by a man who regretted it just before he died, and he even refuted his own self about 1 John 2, 1 and 2, where it said he's a propitiation for our sins and not ours only, for the whole world. And some of these people, I might as well just go, the guy in California that's trying to mix Islam and Christianity, that's oil and water. That's deception in high places. Help somebody help me tonight. Some of the worst deception tonight is the prince of darkness deceiving somebody spiritually. Amen. Somebody said, how can somebody leave an independent fundamental church like yours and go into some Calvinistic movement or some contemporary movement or some hard rock Jesus movement? I'll tell you how. They've been deceived. See, I just tell you, men love darkness more than they love light. And I might as well just go ahead and say everything I got to say. I don't understand why some of my brethren, and I love them, I pray for them, why they have to lean over on the side of ecumenicalism and why they just can't stay pure. It's a crying shame for members to come up to me and say, why hadn't somebody, this somebody ain't been back to the church? Well, I'll tell you why most of the time. They got away from what we believe. They're not what they used to be. Hello. I'm like one guy right now. He literally despises me. I don't despise him. He despises me because I called him out about him getting away from the King James. And I called him about contemporary music. And I'm talking about old enough, somebody old enough to know better. And I called him about, hey, being a Baptist and being what you are is still important. Somebody help me preach right there. I know the trend today is to take the Baptist off of there and let's go to the connection and let's do this and let's have some cool name for a church. How about Baptist church? How about being truthful? How about being in the church that Jesus birthed? Somebody help me here. Man, I'm about ready to come out of it. Chad, you know what the problem is? These deceivers. They're out there. They're deceiving. Come on. Don't ask me to have somebody going to preach in a charismatic church. We don't believe in tongues here. Now, I don't have time to deal with this, but I am going to preach this some Sunday night to educate you. Tongues ceased. Hey, by the way, don't go home and beat me till you finish hear my whole sentence. Miracles ceased as from man. God still does them. But they were sign gifts. Miracles, tongues. By the way, some of you that want to run around with them people that do have the miracles in tongues and get slain in the spirit, get blowed around. Oh, why don't you go get you some snakes too? Hello. I want you to know something. You go ahead and get your snakes. You're an idiot. Somebody help me preach. Anybody pick up a snake and worship with a snake around their neck's a moron. And God ain't within 100 miles of that. Just because God says he'll give them victory. Yes, Paul had one hanging on him, but he didn't keep it when he shook it off. That's nothing more than deception. There are people who come in out here, bop in and out every once in a while. And they'll bop around and then they'll go down to another church that, I really thought this was a joke, Lois. I really didn't think anybody done this. I never thought that they had bands that had smoke go out of them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's deception. That is trying to belly up with the world. Some of the hardest battles we our youth pastor and our staff, Chad and our staff, and some of the biggest battles is not letting contemporary and rock music creep into the church. See, hey, because it appeals to your flesh doesn't mean it's right. Oh, I'm preaching tonight. See, there's some demonic forces that are pressing this movement to get us away from our values. And I get so sick. I know I shouldn't. I'm going to get on this. I'm going to run around. I get so sick of people saying, well, you ought not be traditional. Well, I'm not following the traditions of man. But I've got to be quite honest with you. There's some things our forefathers have laid down for us that are worth following. And if you want to call them traditions, whatever you call them, but there are some foundations that are worth following, and we ought not to leave those, and it's spiritual deception that caused people to get away from it. Amen. All right, I'm almost done. How many right now feel like maybe we ought to give everything we got and let God take over in our life? Amen, Larry. Let me give you a fourth thing, and I'm going to be done with this message. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world. Listen to this. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me just tell you what I call this. Countless demons. Let me ask the church this. Any of y'all ever sense when the devil, demonic activity around you? I've sensed this. Hey, listen, years ago, this before most everybody ever was here, Roger, you were here. You may have been leading the choir, but I can't remember. Up in the old church, I don't remember. And at that time, you know, we had folks join the choirs, et cetera. And they weren't members or anything like that. And had a girl join the choir. And my wife come to me, she said, I sense an evil spirit with her. And I looked at my wife and I said, honey, what? She said, you just pay attention. Sometimes women got more discernment than men do. I'm sorry. My wife did. So I started paying attention. And I tell you what I've done. I got one of the boys of the church that I said, this woman's making me nervous. She's hanging out downstairs too much. Somebody follow her. Boy, it's quiet in here now. You said you'd do that? If I think somebody's up to mischief, I'm following them. Amen. You know what she did, Chad? She walked into the Sunday school room and put on the wall, Satan is love. And love is Satan. By the way, that night I got her out of the choir. And I set her down beside the guy that brought her. And I told him I'd be see him after church that night. And I went down to his house down there on Route 817 now, they call it. And I went up in a housing development. And walked in and I had him come and I asked her, I said, was it you that put Satan his love? And love is Satan? She said, yes. I said, do you believe that? And she broke down. And I believe she was under an influence. I don't believe she was demonically possessed, but I believe she was under an influence. And I took the Bible and everywhere I could get the blood out and Jesus out. Because the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And I stayed there 3 hours. And that night she got saved. And we baptized her sometime after that. And I want you to know... Can I tell the rest of this story? I want you to know it led to the Nitro Police, me being able to take them up, what is the road, 40? 40, does 40th Street go from Nitro up to Cross Lanes? There was a satanic church up about a mile up in there on the left if you're heading toward Cross Lanes. She took me up there. I saw where they had slain dogs and burnt sacrifices of dogs. Hold it. We got the police in there. They broke that band of demonic people up. And some of you said, now wait a minute. Do you really tell me that there's demonic activity and there's a bunch of demons and there's a bunch of demons around? Somebody help me preach. There is. And we wrestle against them. How many of you ever have any resistance when you pray? How many ever almost fall asleep when you pray? How many of you, when you get to the discipline of reading the Bible, the devil tries to wear you out? That's not God. That's a demon. And somebody in this room ought to realize tonight, you're not fighting flesh and blood, you're fighting the devil. And we need to be strong in the Lord. Can I do point three next week? Because I want to give you all this. I'll do it next Sunday night. Am I teaching y'all anything? Heads bowed and eyes closed. Can I ask you a question? How many of you, people's coming to pray, and if you feel like the devil's just been working overtime on you, just come up and pray. Just trying to mess your mind up. Just come and pray. If you need to be saved, come up and get saved. Just come up and pray. God bless you, man. One of our ladies, come up and pray. This dear lady. Come here, sir. Somebody pray with this dear man. How many in this room tonight, after hearing this message, you sense the devil just working overtime on you? And it seems like he's putting things in your mind that you hadn't had in your mind in a long time. He's battling you in areas that you thought you had the victory over a long time ago. I wonder how many slip up your hand and say, preacher, I want to win over him. And I sense him trying to get after me. Raise your hand. I'll pray for you. Yes. 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 Will you do me a favor? Will you stand and would you just come up here and pray? If you're not saved, the devil has you. I ain't saying you're possessed by him, but you are a child of the devil. Stand tonight. Maybe you need to come and get saved. Our Father. Lord, I hope I help folks tonight. Lord, I want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we'll praise You for all You're going to do. And we thank You. Help folks not to take this lightly. Take it seriously. And we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing for me.
Need
how many of you feel you just really need it tonight? You need it tonight. My 40th year, and I gotta be honest with you, I need him more now than I've ever needed in my life. You'd think when you're 66 years old, you wouldn't have to battle like you used to battle. I think differently. I think as we get closer to the end, he's gonna throw everything but the kitchen sink at us. Because he does not want us to finish well. Father, thank You for this hour of preaching and singing. I hope our dear people are being educated that we can't depend on ourselves. It's got to be You. Lord, I forget this. I'm so prone to forget this. I get in a rush. I start thinking, I got to take care of this when it's matters that only You can take care of. Lord, touch the weakest Christian in our body here at the church. Help the strongest Christian lift up and care for those that are hurting and burdened. And Lord, we'll praise You. God, give us a good evening. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good night.